This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Tess.
And we're now going to have a look at the Hey program again. So in the studio this morning, we've got two people. We've got Derm Ryan, who's from the Youth Affairs Council of Victoria, who actually oversees the Hey program. Good morning to you, Derm.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we've also got Rory Blundell, who actually is a youth project officer from the Zoe Bell Gender Centre Collective. Good morning to you, Rory.
Good morning. So good to be here.
It's great to have you both in the studio. Now, I'm going to declare an interest up front. I've had a personal association with the Hey program, so I'll just get that out of the way in case anybody gives me a bit of grief about
Well, you actually
that.
Put a lot of many years into
I think I was involved for about 5 or 6
yeah,
years.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so, Derm, first question to you. Tell us about the Hey program and what it is.
Okay, so Hey actually stands for Healthy Equal Youth, and it does a couple of things. It's funded by the Victorian government, and there are 17 organisations that provide a range of services to young people across Victoria who identify as LGBTIQA+. Including, you know, running events and social connection, bringing people together, doing some casework or referral to other services, and I guess making their life a little bit more connected to the community. Hey also administers a annual grants program.
That's the bit that I was involved in.
That is the bit that you were involved in, and we're very grateful that you were involved in that.
Thank you very much.
It's a fantastic program, and it's funded over 80 different organisations across its 9 rounds of funding. And they're small grants which enable community to do things that target the health and well-being of young people who identify as...
I think they did a bit more than that, to be honest, Derm. I think for some communities, they actually legitimise what they were doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Acknowledge that they actually exist in itself was a great thing. And to see the chief executive of a, you know, large rural shire signing a submission off for a $3,000 grant, and you think, oh, you can just pull it out of your personal allowance. But it actually means that all the levels of that organisation were engaged in approving that project and therefore acknowledging that exists and actually has some value.
And the real strength of that, as you say, is bringing in the leadership of organisations to get behind a project, because we know that they're far more likely to have uptake in the community.
Yeah, great.
When people of influence are championing those projects.
Now, Rory, you're the recipient of one of those grants somewhere along the way. What have you done with that money, and what does it look like?
So the Zoe Bell Gender Collective, we're quite a small grassroots trans and gender diverse organisation, and so we do everything from running trainings on inclusive practice trainings. So we work with mainstream and LGBTIQ+ organisations basically to upskill them and make sure they're more inclusive for trans and gender diverse young people and their families. We also do a lot of resource creation, so we've recently launched a poster series. So we often tell organisations they need to make their organisations seem a little bit more welcoming for people. So we've created posters to basically display their like support in a really visual way. We also run youth workshops, so to help empower young people and provide them with a bit of like social connection as well. And we also do secondary consultations. So any workers who are working with trans and genderverse young people can give us a call. If they're working on policies, if they just want to know where to refer young people as well, they can always give us a call and we can tell them the best place to send them.
Could you have done any of this work without the HAE program?
I mean, absolutely not. That HAE program funds like our main worker, Star Lady, who is one of the most phenomenal people I've ever worked with.
Oh, we know Star Lady. Yeah, we've had Star Lady here in the studio a few times.
She's one of the best advocates.
They're phenomenal, aren't they?
Yeah, honestly, she is incredible. And, you know, the work we do is really quite foundational. We're really passionate about self-determination, and a lot of trans and genderverse healthcare, and a lot of that is in the hands of not the trans community. So the fact we can actually have the trans and genderverse community be financially supported to do this work is so important, and we wouldn't be able to do that without HAE.
And look, I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to. Can I ask how much your grants were worth?
So that grant was basically fund Star Lady's position.
Yep, yep.
So that funds a full-time worker within this space. And through that, we can then create more opportunities for me to get employed through the training. And it's just been such a massive structural support for us as well. It helps basically run our organisation.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing work. So what's next? What's the next key development for the Zoe Bell Centre?
We're continuing to do our training. So I used to work in a lot of youth work, and it was really hard because I'd often have young people who were experiencing quite a lot of difficulties, whether that was homelessness or having mental health crises, and it was really hard to tell them or to give them a safe place to actually go to and find that support. So we're really continuing our work in upskilling a lot of those services and actually being able to provide that support for people. We're working a lot on self-determination and pushing a lot of work into things like the healthcare sector as well. So working with hospitals predominantly at the moment, as well as continually working with mental health organisations and TAFEs to basically make them more safe as well.
Now, Rory, everybody knows about the great work the Royal Children's Hospital is doing.
Yeah.
Are there any other, beacons of good example out there in hospital land that you can showcase?
Well, at the moment, I think there is quite a bit of a gap in terms of knowledge and access for trans and genderverse people. Hospitals in particular have been known through the research to be a particularly difficult place for trans and genderverse people to access. So it's been really good. We've been working with the Royal Melbourne Hospital, developing a nurse educator package.
Great.
So basically training and upskilling some of their nurse educators, helping them create a training so then they can train their organisation. I think at this point over 400 of their staff have been trained, which is phenomenal.
And that is pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. And so I think the best thing is sustainability within the organisation.
Mind you, they do employ about 12,000
people.
They
do. So...
And I'm not joking.
No, I know. And that's the thing. It has to come from both the top. It has to come from, working with leaders, as you were mentioning before, to make sure it's a top-down change. But we also need to make sure the staff actually know what to do. Because a lot of people have a lot of good intentions. They just don't particularly might not have the skills.
Yeah, they need the knowledge and the understanding.
Exactly.
The HAE grants, that it's a relatively small amount of money that government expends and supports. But, in terms of bang for the buck, it's incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's extraordinary.
It's, if only all other government money was as well spent, Tess.
And just to pull out two examples there on recent HAE grants, one, picking up on the health issue, was Peter McCallum's Teen Cancer Centre.
Yes.
Did some work, and they put a grant in to write a resource specifically for young people who are living with cancer and who identify as LGBTIQA+. And they workshopped the entire resource with young people. So it was young people talking about their own experiences and what they needed from the healthcare system, which was absolutely fantastic.
By young people, for young people, with young people.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, yeah. And to follow on from that in a sort of a different area was because we're just at the end of Trans Awareness Week, last year, Momentum Studios and Knox City Council did a program where they produced a short video called Masked, and you can look it up online, and it is the most incredible video. It is cinema quality work, and it was produced entirely by young people working with the city of Knox and working with this particular studio to produce this incredible piece of work. They brought in and paid actors, and it really just lifted the quality. And then they did, when they launched it, they did a Q&A with all the actors and all the young people, talking with the families and the communities about the process of making the piece of work.
Well, there's two amazing projects in two amazing places that you wouldn't expect. Knox and Peter Mac Cancer Hospital. Fantastic work. Bern, I'm going to... Derm.
It's okay. I'll answer to most things.
I'm going to move the dial a little bit. I understand you've got an event coming up on the 13th of December. Tell us about all of that.
We do. So Heyday brings together both the network of organisations who are funded, but also the broader youth sector to look at what are the contemporary issues facing young people and also the workforce. And this particular year, we're going to focus a little bit on burnout because we are at a bit of a unique juncture, having gone through the marriage equality community impact that people experienced from that. And it was quite significant. And now we have the religious freedoms. So one of the things that we really want to focus on is making sure that we're looking after the workforce so that they can keep looking after the community and that we're not burning people out from continually having to have arguments and explain themselves and justify themselves.
That's music to my ears, and I'm sure it will be to a lot of our listeners, because we've heard time and time again that a number of people who work in advocacy areas trying to support our rights to be equal human beings and be able to participate as equal human beings in our society are tired.
Yeah, they are.
They are just tired. They are sick and tired of constantly having to confront brick walls and tell this story over and over again and justify that we have a right to exist.
That's right. And every time you get over one hurdle, there seems to be another one put in their place. And the majority of the work is about ensuring that, you know, young people's rights are respected so they can be who they are and do that in a healthy and an engaged way. But of course that requires workers to be in a healthy and well supported space to be able to do that.
Fantastic. That sounds great. Yeah. So if people want to participate in that, how can they?
They can go to the YACVIC website, www.yacvic.org.au.
Which stands for Youth Affairs Council of Victoria.
Yes.
Good.
And follow the links to Hay.
Excellent.
And if you wanted to find out more about the Zoe Bell Gender Collective or download our posters as well for free, go to the zbgc.org.au. To find us.
No, do that again.
ZBGC.
ZBGC.org.au. Fantastic. Rory Blundell, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Derm Ryan, thank you also for coming into the studio. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. And have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Next time you want to come and showcase something, just let us know.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we're always open to good ideas, always open to interesting new projects.
Great. Okay, we'll be back. Thanks.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.